As I said, you can always see more, WTUZ.com. Morning Quickie Time, of course, on the topic of all the discussion really this morning is the State of the Union address last evening. President Donald Trump in our nation's capital, of course, addressing all of us, you and I, and everybody else there in attendance as well. Michaela, you mentioned last night you probably wouldn't be able to stay up and watch. You see any of it?
I was going to catch a portion of it, but Aaron actually had rented us a movie. So we were watching a movie, 9 o'clock rolled around. I said, hey, you want to stop and listen about all the problems our country is facing and all the stress that we have to deal with? And he goes, yeah, no.
I'd rather watch this movie. Now, the question now at hand, Michaela, what movie did you watch last night?
It was one of the sequels to The Blade Runner. It was one of the
Blade Runner, the new one, 2049.
Yeah,
Blade.
with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, your boy Ryan Gosling.
You know, do I want to stare at Ryan Gosling or do I want to stare at Donald Trump?
Easy decision for you, I'm sure, last night.
Although that movie's really complicated and I had no idea what was going on.
Well, is it good? I've heard it's decent.
It's good. I mean, it was like action-packed and it was some really cool like just stuff that was happening. But I've never seen Blade Runner before, so...
Right.
I had no clue. I'm going, Aaron, what's this mean? He's like, Michaela, I'm watching the same movie for the first time as you are.
The original with Harrison Ford, I think, was in, what, 70s or 80s?
Yeah,
Ford's in that one. Isn't he in the new one?
I don't know. I ended up falling asleep halfway through because I was confused anyhow.
Yum.
But Ryan Gosling looked fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he did, Michaela. Hey, anyways, back to the topic at hand. It's not Blade Runner 2049, but it was the State of the Union last night. President Trump pretty much kept it positive. You knew that was gonna be the case. Reminded folks that hey, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
All right. It's really not.
Despite, you know, I will say,
despite what others may think or say,
I will say I caught some bits and pieces on some, you know, obviously morning news coverage today, and I do like how just from the piece, and I'm very piece that just a small piece that I heard, but I do like that he said, we need to come together. We need to put aside all of these differences, the bickering, the BS, really, and get to the point because he actually said, we are here to serve the people who voted us in.
It's funny you mention that because you did bring up unity and unification, but I do have Trump basically in a minute from last night. You want to hear it? Trump in a minute? All right, here
you go. Tonight, I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people. This is really the key. These are the people we were elected to serve. And something I'm very proud of, African American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded. The second pillar fully secures the border. Crucially, our plan closes the terrible loopholes exploited by criminals and terrorists to enter our country. I am asking both parties to come together to give us safe, fast, reliable, and modern infrastructure that our economy needs and our people deserve.
So, Michaela, if folks listened to you yesterday, he pretty much touched on everything that you mentioned he would touch on yesterday morning. So, there you go. I mean, unity, the immigration.
The wall.
The proposal to Congress, he even touched on to let young illegals into the country. After that, he touched on North Korea briefly to our safety. Also, he wants to keep open Guantanamo Bay as well, the detention center.
You know, I want to point this out because I heard, I cannot remember, I kind of flipped through some morning stations, you know, whenever I'm on my way in.
You have to stay informed, yeah.
Yeah, and so... I caught it on one station where they were actually complaining. Okay, this got to me. Okay, they were actually complaining. And you can just, the bias just radiates from some of these radio stations and TV stations. But they were complaining about how he isn't doing enough fast enough. Okay, and the thought that I had is if I were in his, he has not done everything right. And I have been very much in opposition to some that he's done. But... if I were in his shoes, I would almost be afraid to do anything because the criticism is so stinking heavy on him that, you know, now he does something and he gets proactive and he's pushing the barriers and he gets criticized and shot down. So then he pulls back a little bit, maybe as he should, to think before he acts, think before he speaks, and he's getting criticized because now he's not doing it fast enough.
I mean,
people, come on.
Well, he's in a no-win situation.
Exactly.
He really can't win.
Yeah, and he does. He has backed himself into a few corners, you know.
And hey, listen, we've been the first to every goof up he makes, or anytime he's a doofus or a goofball. Trust me, I'm the first to laugh at
the
guy.
But you know, at the same time, he's not a career politician, and he hasn't been trained on how to convince masses, you know, of things that you may or may not actually do.
You ever heard of the term resting bee face?
Yes.
Okay, you should have seen Nancy Pelosi last night because it was the most hilarious
thing
I've ever seen.
Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats all night didn't respond, didn't stand up, didn't clap.
Her face wasn't just like naturally resting that way. She was actually feeling that way.
She looked like somebody
despises President Trump.
She looked like somebody had killed her dog before the State of the Union last night.
Yeah.
Hey, we did hear from Democrats afterward. Joe Kennedy, the third U.S. representative from the state of Massachusetts, wants us all to think the world is ending and we're at a civil war.
Many have spent the last year anxious, angry, afraid. We all feel the fractured fault lines across our country.
This dude.
We hear the voices of Americans who are forgotten.
He's almost crying there, which, I mean, I was like, dude, are you serious right now?
Okay, because you knew I was going to have something to say about all this, Eric. So, you know, the one thing that I want people to consider is, in my opinion, okay, disclaimer, President Trump, what he's doing in terms of policy, where his motives are in terms of the betterment of the United States of America, I think he's on the right track. Sometimes you need to push barriers and break down what's always been done to see positive change. But he has made some mistakes. I think where the distrust lies is where he's said stupid things on Twitter. He's said derogatory remarks without really thinking about what he's saying or how it may affect the masses. But in terms of policy, guess what? Our country is broke. We do need money. Guess what? We have gotten the short end of the stick a lot of times in trade deals, and we do need to fix that. And we do need to be a little bit more hard-hitting with other countries and a little tougher. And I like that.
No more pushing us around.
Yeah. Now, Michaela, at the same time, Trump, you can't call other countries BS countries. You can't, you know, you got to be smart. You can't be. But you know what?
I really want to know
what Democrats think about him saying that the African-American jobless rate is lowest it's ever been, because the majority of the African-American population are Democrats, and the Democrats really push for supporting that demographic. So what do the Democrats have to say about a Republican president? They despise reaching the lowest African-American jobless rate.
Yeah, all time, really.
Of all
too,
time.
Which is something. So yeah, if you missed it, I'm sure you'll get your full share and your full helping of the Trump State of the Union last evening.
You know, and I want to know what our listeners think. If you guys
text us.
Yeah, text us on the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. If you caught a piece of it, what were your thoughts? What were your concerns? And I always remember that, you know, Eric and I have our own opinions, just like anyone else, but we are open to both sides because, you know, being objective is a key role.
I honestly do think, and it's not just me saying this, I honestly do think I am the most objective person.
Yeah, it's
I really do think I can be, I'm easily persuaded. I will admit that. But anyway, that's going down a different path.
Objective does take an effort. And if anyone tells you it comes naturally, they're lying. It does take an effort, and there is a time and a place. When I'm doing a newscast, I'm objective. But right now, I'm going to tell you, the
right
world
now,
is not falling apart. We are not.
Right now, give them hell, Michaela.
We are not crumbling. It is not, you know, we got some issues, but so does everyone else.
So despite what's going on in the skies, the world's not coming to an end.
We can't even see it.
I know, it's too cloudy outside. I'm a little upset. Now, last night, the moon, when it was clear, it was extremely, extremely bright.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally lighting up the whole sky. Of course, if you don't know, it's the rare trifecta today. It's the whole blue moon, super moon, lunar eclipse all rolled into one. 1982, last time it happened. You won't see it again till 2037. We already went into yesterday.
Our kids will be graduating high school
at that point in time. But yeah, cloudy right now, so you can't see the lunar eclipse. If it clears up within the next maybe a little less than an hour, you may be able to see something, but chances are pretty, pretty slim.
You know, Eric, when it happens again,
space news.
No matter where you and I are, we're going to remember being on this show in this area, having that conversation and saying, when it happens again, our kids are going to be graduating.
You're right.
We're going to think of each other.
Remember.
It's like we'll be connected.
We will remember that moment.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll Facebook each other.
I don't know. We might be pretty old. Our memory might be shaken.
You're right. Memory shaken now. What do I have to do now? Oh, yeah, this.